Unit 3, page 32, exercise 4, and page 33, exercise 5.
Have you ever chosen a granola bar over an apple because the label said it was healthy? But what if you knew that it contained 11 grams of sugar? Today on Food Watch, we have scientist Dr. Preeti Gupta to help us understand food labels. Welcome, Dr. Gupta.
Thank you. I think the first thing we need to understand is that the food industry uses these labels on healthy and unhealthy products. Advertising campaigns for global brands tell you their product is low-fat, sugar-free, or natural all the time. For example, a carton of a drink may be marketed as a refreshing fruit juice with no added sugar, but could still contain all your recommended daily sugar in one serving. So you really have to look beyond the marketing and at the actual ingredients.
Okay, so what's the first step?
Check the portion or serving size. If you buy a sandwich for lunch, you usually get two sandwiches, right?
That's right. I always buy a tuna sandwich at lunchtime.
Well, the label may say contains two servings. So if you eat both of them, you need to multiply the information by two.
I see. I'd never thought of that.
Then check the calories. They usually have the letters KJ or KCal next to them. An adult should have around 2,000 to 2,500 calories a day. It's possible your tuna sandwich contains over 1,000 calories.
So that's over half my daily allowance. Tell us about fats. I've heard that there is good fat and bad fat. Is that right?
Sort of. Fast food and sugary snacks contain something called trans fats, which we should avoid. But saturated fats from meat and cheese are okay in small amounts, as are unsaturated fats from olive oil and nuts. We need 60 to 80 grams of fat a day, which give us 400 to 700 calories. Be careful with fat-free labels. Fat gives food flavour, but if there is no fat, there is usually a lot of added sugar.
And everyone knows we should cut down on sugar.
Yes, because it's added to so many processed foods, things which we may not think are sweet, such as bread or tomato ketchup. One spoonful of ketchup, for example, has more sugar in it than a chocolate chip cookie. You shouldn't have more than 25 grams, or 6 teaspoons of sugar a day. And remember, there are a lot of different types of sugar, such as sucrose, fructose, and glucose.
And salt?
Salt is tricky. It's sometimes listed as sodium, which is more concentrated. We need 6 grams of salt a day, or 1 teaspoon, and 2.3 grams of sodium. So avoid eating too many salty foods, such as potato chips, and try not to add salt to your meals.
Thank you for your advice. That's food for thought.